GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. George, I think this is the first time that we've had the privilege of welcoming Tom Judge of Lifelight of Maine to our program. He's in West Kennebunk this morning and dialing in on line three. George, Tom. Tom, George.
Well, hello.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you this morning.
Good morning,
gentlemen. Lifelight, it's we kind of say it kind of rolls off our tongue, but I don't think sometimes we spend enough time talking about it, and there's a great opportunity this morning to do so, especially with the events of this week. It must have been a severe task for you folks at Lifelight when the Farmington explosion occurred.
Well, absolutely. And of course, we support the first responders. So obviously our hearts are out to everyone in the Farmington community, the fire department, North Star, and the Bell, Baxter, and Lord families, and, the Hastings and Hardy families. It's just, I think that people forget. They all just assume that everything works, and they forget what it is that first responders do every single day to make sure that Maine is safe. So, our job on Monday was to support all those agencies and the people at the front line. We were honored to be, a part of the care of those families and, those injured firefighters and Larry Lord, getting them to where they needed to be, in Maine's and Boston's, tertiary hospitals. So it was quite a morning. There's no question, and as with all of those events, when it starts, you just have to begin to spool up resources, and some of them you may need, and some of them, thankfully, you don't need. But we had sent every Lifelight team, so all our aircraft were in the air. But along with that, we had also sent Dartmouth, two helicopters from Dartmouth, Hitchcock, and we had spooled up Boston Med Flight as well. And thankfully, we didn't need everybody, but and that was, those were some of the 12 calls we did all over Maine on Monday. So it was a busy day.
So there were more calls than just the Farmington call that Lifelight responded to, sir?
Oh yeah, we were in the county. We were down east. We were sort of everywhere in Maine, and that's what we do, to supporting our hospitals and supporting all of our EMS and public safety partners. There when we're needed.
I think we all get the same feeling I do here. You see the helicopter going overhead, and your immediate thought is, boy, that's not good. Something bad has happened. I think sometimes we forget that you maintain other things too, from a ground ambulance. I know you have a fixed wing aircraft, which I've never particularly seen. I know you have a Beechcraft King Air, and then of course the helicopters that we see all the time, and the helicopters are the thing that really can save lives quickly.
Absolutely, but I think for us it's vehicles. We have quick response cars at our bases in Sanford and Lewiston. We have specialized ground ambulances at our base in Bangor. As you said, we have the three helicopters in Sanford, Lewiston, and Bangor, and the fixed-wing aircraft in Bangor. Together, it's not a huge resource. It's four teams, 24 hours a day, reaching out all over Maine. And we can literally be in every corner of Maine, in a day, and sometimes we are the first responders, especially in our more remote communities, and sometimes we're the secondary responders to our EMS partners and all of our hospitals. And we see, every kind of patient, from premature infants to our oldest citizens. And obviously, Monday we saw a lot of trauma, but in burns, but we also had cardiac events and stroke events and other medical illness events. So we see the gamut, and our job, you're right. I mean, people see the helicopter and it's like, I hope that everything's okay. Something bad must happen. And we meet people on the worst day of their life, and our job is to figure out how to get that day back to them and give them a second chance, working together with everyone in the emergency care system, to give people that second chance. And So, you know, on one hand, it's the worst day. There's no question. But on another hand, you know, there's the gift of service and sort of a best day. And I had one of, a friend and someone was, you know, come and said, oh, the helicopters make a lot of noise. And she's like, well, it's the sound of angels in a way. think about it that way.
Tom Judge is with Lifelight of Maine. He's in West Kennebunk this morning. A chance to learn more about the organization following their very busy week or the very busy day in Farmington on Monday. For some of us, all we know about using a helicopter to transport a patient came from our watching the television program MASH. So we're guessing it's not like that. The technology is much farther advanced. And one person had a question. Can you carry more than one patient? Because there's got to be a weight limit to who you can carry.
Sure. And we're in light twin engine helicopters, and we fly instruments light. And it is very different than MASH. Most of it, we're not really trauma medevac. We're a high end. We're a flying hospital. You have, you know, pretty much all the equipment that we'd expect to find in an intensive care unit. We have laboratory and ultrasound and high-end ventilators and invasive monitoring and pharmacy and blood and, you know, infusion medication. So it's the entire gamut of what you'd find in an intensive care unit. It's really a flying hospital, small, tight. And we generally, just because of the care we're delivering, we only carry one patient just because we need every resource, you know, all of our team focused on the needs of that one patient at a time.
You have three Lifelight bases, as I understand it, Bangor, Lewiston, and Sanford. And I've met some, and I'm highly impressed with the people, the flight nurses and the paramedics are on board. And of course, the pilot has got to be highly qualified. Are the pilots basically former military, or they come from another source?
It's a mix. Some of them are obviously former military. We have, you know, some of the pilots that have just joined us have, you know, recently, you know, in the past few years, you know, been deployed multiple times. So it's a mix of. But it's very, you know, talented group of pilots, and then supported by an equally talented group of full-time aviation mechanics who, many again, who were in the military. And then, you know, 10 communicators, you know, and their very small administrative team and physicians from across Maine. So there's, you know, about 130, 140 people, you know, that are part of the Lifelight team every single day of the week.
We know one of them, Dustin Smiley.
Dustin's one of our great pilots in Bangor.
How often does Lifelight get a call, and who actually makes the call to dispatch Lifelight?
So, great question. About seven times a day. So, seven times a day, a Lifelight team is out. You know, and some days it's obviously a lot more, and some days it can be, you know, it can be completely quiet. Most of what we do, about 87% of what we do, is hospital to hospital, very high end emergency transport. And then the other calls come from EMS agencies, public safety agencies across the state, the first responders who are out there in the 911 center. So it's a completely integrated system that when someone calls 911, you know, the talented people at the end of those phones, and 290,000 times a year, a 911 operator in Maine picks up a call for a medical emergency, not just law enforcement and fire, a medical emergency about every 45 seconds. And that group of people coordinates all the resources from every agency that's needed to get to the scene, including Lifelight.
Well, Tom, I know that you're the executive director of Lifelight of Maine. I was going over your management team, and I know and at least one of them, Miles Seaman, was involved with this, and we all know Miles. I guess I'd say, based on my background in aviation, there's a lot of money sitting out there on the tarmac. How do you fund this?
There's a lot of money. And we're a charity. I think that unlike anything else in the United States, we're organized very differently. So it's really the only way that Maine could have a really high-end world-class system. So in a new helicopter, we're in the process of replacing Echo Mike in Bangor. Has 10,000 hours on it. Been flying for 15 years. Has flown, you know, close to 2 million miles, caring for people in Maine. We need to replace that with the next generation. And those are $6.5 million lifts. So yes, there's a lot of money on the tarmac, and people across Maine have generously and continue to generously support to make sure that Life Flight's there when a loved one's needed or a stranger needs it. So it's a team effort by everyone in Maine.
I want to read to you a couple of text messages that are coming in our conversation with Tom Judge of Life Flight of Maine. A very busy week following the Monday explosion in Farmington. This person writes to us, your Life Flight guest is both powerful and articulate. Bravo. You can carry that with you for the rest of the day, Tom. You want us to write that down and email that to you? Because that's nice to hear. This person writes to us, Life Flight, even when grounded, is awesome. Back in 1999, I had a difficult medical situation, and I was an inpatient at CMMC. The flight nurse was called in to get an IV established since the hospital crew was unable to. I am grateful to their service. See, even when the rotors aren't spinning, you guys are saving lives. And this person writes to us, Tom, don't forget about the mechanics behind the scenes that 24/7 work to keep the state of Maine safe.
Absolutely. And I think I mentioned the mechanics before because nothing flies. One of our former mechanics, you know, had been in the Marines, and he said, you know, the difference between, you know, a helicopter pilot without a mechanic is just another rifleman in the Marines. So they're the unsung heroes, working sometimes through the nights, making sure that those aircraft are ready to take care of patients. So it's a total. The communicators, there's not everyone's visible, but it's a total team effort that makes the difference for the people of Maine.
Those who are the medics on board, I'm not sure the staffing on each life flight, but they volunteer for this type of service. And what special kind of training do they have? I've heard in the past that getting a pediatric nurse experienced in trauma with children is vital because, after all, you're going to wrecks of automobiles and other things. It must be, if you want to fly, it must be a job that people want to do.
I think that for our you know, paramedics and nurses, it's kind of the height of you know, medical practice other than being, you know, a physician or a provider. And it's a very gifted group. They come to us with a lot of experience, and then we spend 6 to 8 months of full-time training, because if you go to the big hospital, you might be in the ICU, you might be in the pediatric, you know, ICU, the neonatal ICU. Our people have to be able to work in all of those. And we, you know, we supplement our teams with, you know, the Northern Light, Eastern Maine, the neonate team gets on with us. You know, sometimes we have physicians and perfusionists from Maine Med or Eastern Maine or Central Maine that are getting on for when we're managing a patient who's on full cardiopulmonary bypass, you know, in the air at 175 miles an hour. So it is a talented group, and then they have incredible continuing education requirements. And as Rick was saying, they work in the hospitals. We don't want this gifted group of providers to just be sitting around waiting to take care of a patient. When they're not busy on transport, they're actually working in the hospital and the EDs, the ICU units, you know, making sure that helping taking care of all those sick patients, you know, in the hospitals as well.
We got less than a minute, but confirm something you said for us here. It's a charity? You guys are a charity?
It is, and we're like a hospital. We build people's insurance, but we take care of people regardless of whether they have insurance. And the only way that we could have a really world-class system in Maine, you know, very high-end helicopters, high-end medical equipment, doing things that we can't ever be reimbursed for, is to do this with philanthropy. And a huge part of our budget, you know, comes from donations, from talents, from individuals, from corporations, grants all across the state.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.